This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on this Friday morning. And we're talking about the Boys and Girls Club this morning. The Executive Director, Todd Bale, is with us. Todd, good morning to you. Good to have you here today.
Good morning, Bart. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a cool morning in the Borough.
It is definitely very cool.
Kendra Cook joined you this morning. She's on the board. And you have some other folks here with you, too. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are
morning.
You today? Lots of voices today. Did you get out of school today or?
Not me.
No, you go to the city schools.
I did.
All right.
Oh, that's a kind of school. So Miles and Alexis are here today from the Murfreesboro Club.
Fantastic.
And they're both members there.
What do you enjoy most about the Boys and Girls Club?
Usually I just do my homework, play games, and hang out with my friends.
Ah, well, that's a good thing to do. Spend a little time with your friends.
He also sees his father, who's Derek Blake, who works there as director of operations and for 9 years or so. So it's good to be close to Dad, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet. Now, do you have a lot of games that you play there at the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, we have like tons and tons. We have basketball, football, soccer, pool, foosball, usually any kind of sport.
Todd, I think I'm going to come over to the Boys and Girls Club. It sounds like you're having fun over there.
It's a good time. Come on over.
Alexis, how about your homework? Do you get to do your homework over there?
Yes, you do. You get to do your homework, and you get help. We have Miss Elaine that will help you, Miss Mary, Mr. Joe, and Miss Elaine that could help you with your homework.
Yeah, from hearing both of you, it sounds like you both really have fun at the Boys and Girls Club.
We do, a lot.
Wow, that is so neat. And Todd, that must make you feel good knowing that youngsters like this are sort of getting some good guidance and some nurturing so they will grow up to be productive citizens.
You know, that's our mission, to inspire and enable all youth to be productive, caring, responsible citizens. And not only they get a chance to get their homework done and to instill the values they need, but also they get a nice warm meal every day. And Miles plays on the basketball team there. So great opportunities to get plugged in.
Kendra, tell us a little about what you do with the Boys and Girls Club, because there are so many people in the community who I know would like to volunteer with the Boys and Girls Club. You're on the board there. You do a lot of work. You've done so much for the Boys and Girls Club over the years. Tell us what excites you the most as a volunteer.
Well, Bart, here's the bottom line is we have to take care of our youth. They're our future, and we have to provide them a safe place to go after school. So many parents, because of the economic situation that the country is in, have to work extra hours or there's a single family income, and we have to provide a place for those kids to go to have fun, but also to get their homework done and teach them how to be responsible citizens. That's our future. So if we're not protecting our kids, giving them a good place to go, our future for Rutherford County and for the country as a whole could be in a really desperate place in the future.
Yeah, who knows? Miles and Alexis could grow up to be the mayor of Murfreesboro, the mayor of Rutherford County, could be the president of the United States. Who knows?
I think you might have both of those sitting here. They're
I think so.
CPO with the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yes, absolutely. Miles could go on and be like his dad, and it's one of my favorite stories about Derek. He's a personal friend and a client of mine personally in my career, and just to know that he was a Boys and Girls Club and it meant so much to him that now he came back to be employed there. I mean, that's the difference we're making in children's life and our youth. So if we're not going to invest in our youth, we could be in a desperate situation.
Todd, how long has the Boys and Girls Club been here in Rutherford County?
Well, we celebrated 25 years just in 2011. About 15 of that is our own organization. We're kind of a shoot-off of the Nashville organization in Middle Tennessee. But we've grown since 2005, doubled our membership. And we now have the number one and number two most attended Boys and Girls Clubs in the entire state of Tennessee. Smyrna being number one and Murfreesboro being number two. So 750 kids a day. Now we have a presence there in Bedford County, so it's growing as fast as the community's growing for sure.
I remember from your very small beginnings right there on the old Salem Highway and Kings, was it Kings Highway?
Kings Highway.
I think they poured concrete through a
real small
sheet of plywood, through the window.
Then you moved into the Bridge Avenue location there, the community center there.
Yes, sir.
And then from that point on to where you are now, and also in beautiful new facility in Smyrna.
Wonderful. It's serving almost 400 kids a day. That is the number one most attended Boys and Girls Club in all the entire of Tennessee. So we're very proud of the growth over there with the staff and with the volunteers.
Tell us a little more about the Boys and Girls Club and more stories like the one about Miles, your dad. That's a great story about how he got his start there at the Boys and Girls Club and was so appreciative that he came back, and that's his career now, helping other youngsters. That must make you feel proud.
Oh, yes, it does.
Very definitely. Both of these youngsters are so well-spoken today. You can tell they are going to be leaders in the community and in the nation, too.
And I think that's some of the diversity. We serve some families who really need us most. 45% of all the families have less than $30,000 annual income in the household. And then for some of the parents, we're kind of an extension of their parental values and kind of instill the same things they went done at home with homework completion and academic performance and good manners and good morals. So we're there for all kids.
Every time I'm at a function at the Boys and Girls Club, I'm so impressed because you always have the youngsters there greeting you when you come in and opening the door when you enter and leave. And they're so courteous. I mean, you think, wow, I wish all kids were this way. I mean, it's just great what you're doing for them.
That's all the club staff. They're the heroes working every day with kids. And that really is the magic of this thing is the relationships with the club staff. It happens at a great facility, and there's pool and basketball and all that. But it's lifelong relationships and impacts from just the adults being there every day with the kids.
Well, with the local club being at least 25 years old, that has reached out and touched so many people. Do you have other folks like Miles' dad who have gone through the Boys and Girls Club and they come back and continue to help?
There's currently two others working there at the Murfreesboro Club. Alden Ward, who's with the teens, came through the program, and now he serves in a full-time capacity as teen director. Lauren, who works there as a program director, is also a former club alumni. So we really like those people. They kind of get it, I mean, intrinsically. And they show up with a mission on their heart, and they're a great impact to our kids.
By the way, I do want to mention this. A lot of you are out there. I know you're itching to call in. Hold off on the phone calls until the second half of the program. We'll open up the phone lines. And if you have any questions, if you have any comments, maybe you're thinking to yourself, this is exactly what my child needs or what my grandchild needs or what the youngster down the street needs. Maybe you can be that person to encourage and make sure that they get that help. And we'll be taking phone calls from you. Maybe you have been through the Boys and Girls Club. Maybe you're an adult now and you've gone through the program and it made a difference in your life. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll be taking those phone calls in just about 8 minutes here on WGNS. You have several other folks here in the radio station with you this morning. Are they observers or are they going to share with... They're all saying observers.
This is our entourage, right?
This is your following.
The kids, yeah. Brian, yeah, you know, they're so famous, we had to bring their agent.
This is Alexa's second appearance. She has her own booking agent.
Okay.
I think one of the cool things for me, Bart, is that if you look at alumni statistics nationwide, thousands of kids, 91% are happy in their adult lives. 90% are high school graduates compared to most states where it's, 50 or 60 or 70%. And, 57% say, in hindsight, the club saved my life. So that's a profound impact for what we do. It's not babysitting or, kickball and sugar cookies. I mean, we're impacting these kids' lives for years and years to come.
You encourage them to do their best in school. And listening to Alexis just a moment ago, you're getting people who help you with your homework. And if there's something you don't understand, they help explain it to you, it sounds like.
Yes, they do.
Now, what is it that you enjoy most at school and at the Boys and Girls Club?
at the Boys and Girls Club, I like to do art. I like to play. I like to play pool. I like to play bumper pool.
Say that 10 times fast.
And I like to help Miss Beth and Miss Michelle.
Oh, now are you going to once you grow up and go through high school? Are you going to college?
Yes, I am.
And was that encouraged at the Boys and Girls Club? Is that where you said, hey, I'm going to do that?
Yeah, part of it, and then part of it was my mom and my dad.
Oh, okay. So everybody is encouraging you, the importance of a college education. When you finish school, what are you going to do?
I want to be a barber shop or a teacher.
Ah, okay.
Maybe a teacher at Barber College.
That could be, do all of those things. Miles, what about you? What do you want to do when you finish your schooling?
I want to be a musician. Usually what? I want to be a musician.
Uh-huh.
Usually I play drums, percussion.
Yeah, I bet you're good. So do they have a band or anything at the Boys and Girls Club?
Yes, we do. We have like a bucket drum group.
Ah, okay, and so do you play the bucket drum? Is that what you play?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty neat.
So. They're pretty amazing. They essentially use just 5-gallon buckets with drumsticks, and it's pretty amazing.
It is fantastic. They can put on quite a show, Bart.
I bet they can. Well, we'll have to have you back and bring your bucket with you. And so, you know, things like that do work well on the radio. Dancing, that doesn't do well on the radio. But the buckets do. So you'll be the next bucket drum star of the world.
I might.
Okay, I like that.
Bart, can I share with you something that we've recently kicked off this year that
sure.
I would love for the folks to know that are listening to the show today, and it's our Just Takes One campaign. And unfortunately, as I said earlier, the economy has strapped a lot of people, and folks that their children normally go to the club can't afford to pay for the full tuition for the kids to come. And we don't want to turn any of that youth away. As I said earlier, we're making a difference in a lot of kids' lives, as you're hearing this morning. So we have kicked off a campaign where we ask folks in the community, businesses, individuals, to step up and donate money to get those kids the tuition they need to stay in the club. And as you know, the club obviously needs the money to keep it going and take care of our children and our youth, and Todd, who's a great director there for us. So if anybody's listening today and they're interested in us coming out making a presentation to an organization that they're looking to support, or a company that's interested in looking for somebody to take great care of in the new year, we could certainly use their dollars and we'd be glad to talk to them. They can contact Todd or Beth at the club, and the number there is 890-CLUB or 893-KIDS. So okay. We would love to hear from anybody who could help us financially support some of the youth.
And what kind of money are you looking for? I mean, obviously you can take huge amounts, but everybody doesn't have that.
Our goal this year, Bart, is $100,000 for this Just Takes One campaign. It just takes one person to make a difference in the life of a child. We all don't always have the time or opportunity to help a kid. We can give to the Boys and Girls Club, who helps provide the staff folks who really impact these people's lives. Tax-free donations, tax-deductible donations, and also you can give one time, you can give stock transfer, you could do a year-long pledge that pays monthly or quarterly, so many ways to give. Every year we give about $900,000 in subsidy to make this thing affordable for every family, and some of that's grants and some is other kinds of money, but about $250,000 a year we have to use in contributions, about 10% of our budget. So we need people's help to make this thing affordable and accessible for every youth, so no one misses a chance to get their life saved.
This could be people in the office getting together and coming up with a set amount each month, or a Sunday school class, or neighborhoods, just whatever group. But you can feel so proud of yourself knowing that you have helped make certain that a child has a good start at a strong life.
You know, we are the safety net for many of these kids and families, and so it's important that we give every child that opportunity to get hope and opportunity.
And where are the Boys and Girls Clubs located, by the way?
Well, we currently have the large club here in Murfreesboro, which serves about 320 kids a day. We have a small kind of offshoot there at Campus School, serving 40 kids a day. The Smyrna Club there on 198 Culbertson Street serves almost 400 kids. And now we have a smaller club there in Bedford County on Madison, on the main drag there, that serves about 45 kids a day. So it's an ever-growing footprint.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Superstars Miles and Alexis with us. Miles, the guy with the drums. Wonder, are you pretty good at playing tables? Can you do a drum on the table for us? We might do that on the way back, or the chair or something. If you're good on a bucket, a table or a chair, they might work too. Stay with us. Much more to come. Our number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. Go big with the mighty 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4. $12,000 off MSRP. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. Your go-to dealer for Ford trucks and the number one Ford dealer in Middle Tennessee. 1550 Broad Street or fordofmurfreesboro.com. Discount on 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4, stock number E823583, number one volume ranking based on November 2011 sales report, retail and fleet cars and trucks combined. Offer expires February 3rd.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care and we're here to help.
Good morning. We're seeing a good deal of congestion. I-24 around the Bell Road exit, also I-24 at the 96 exit and the 231 exit as folks make their way out of Murfreesboro onto 24. We're seeing also possibility of some slippery conditions on the overpasses and bridges, so slow down, be safe, especially even though they have been treated, there could be some areas that they haven't quite gotten to yet. Nashville Flight Training can turn your dream of flying into a reality. Call Nashville Flight Training at 366-9192 or just go online to nashvilleflighttraining.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic for WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Scattered flurries early today, partly sunny skies, a high in the low 30s. We'll have a west wind between 10 and 15, at times feeling breezy. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Falhuber. Right now, 25.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
American Radio's biggest voice.
You know who I am.
G. Gordon Liddy. Weekday mornings at 9 on the Good Neighbor Network. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. 893-1450, 893-1450, making his radio debut. Here is Miles, great drummer, on the table. Okay. Miles, take it away. Way to go. Let's hear it for Miles. Hey. All righty. Let's go to the phones, too. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing great, Bart. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This sounds like the birthday boy.
I wish you didn't tell anybody that.
29.
I just wanted to call, Bart, and, you know, this club has, you know, you and I talk about how special this community is, and this club is a reflection of our community. We started out on King's Highway, and I think had about 30 kids. And then your friend and mine, Dennis Rainier and Charlie Mott, helped us move into the McFadden Community Center. Then Christy Houston helped us build not only the Murfreesboro Club, but the Smyrna Club, your Rotary Club, the Breakfast Rotary Club, and Smyrna Rotary Club still support us to this day. We're thrilled to have Todd as our new executive director, and I think we've got the best staff we've ever had. But I think it just reflects how special our community is to have a club now, because our Smyrna Club and Murfreesboro Club are the top two attendance clubs in the entire state. We serve more kids daily than Memphis, Knoxville, Chattanooga, Nashville. And I think that's something really to be proud of, but we've got a lot more work to do. But I just want to call and say welcome to Todd, and really thank you and the Rotary Clubs and really our community for helping bring this club to where it is today.
And Judge Ash, being in the position that you are in the courts, you see the need for the Boys and Girls Club and how it's making a positive difference.
Well, the key part is, do you pay for them early or do you pay for them later? And if we don't have, and a lot of these kids, both parents are working or they're single parents, if we don't have a place, and at our club, it's just not playtime. We have power hour where we check to make sure they're doing their homework. They get rewarded for good grades. It's a very positive place for kids. And if we don't have that, and we don't have that in our community, then sadly a lot of these kids will drop out of school, and once they drop out of high school, then that's where we get into criminal activity, and it costs to put somebody in jail. It costs $40,000, $50,000 a year, and that doesn't count the other loss to the community about tax revenues and other things, too. So it makes a big difference, and this club's been doing this for 25 years now. And like I said, we're to a different level now, but we've really got to keep on doing that, especially as our community keeps on growing.
Very definitely. Judge Ash, thank you for calling. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Judge Ash.
Have a great day. See you guys. Bye-bye.
And it's people like that who make the difference and continue to make the difference, and they give people like Alexis, Miles, an opportunity to really grow up and be successful. I mean, you're going to be hearing from these two youngsters in the future, and Todd, that must make you feel real. There are not many jobs that people go to that you're making a major difference in somebody's life.
You know, I wake up every day and pinch myself, Bart. I certainly have a dream job, as most of the folks who work with us and help young people. You know, I think about Preston Green, who works over there at the Smyrna Boys and Girls Club. We talked about alumni coming back through. You know, he was born in a women's correctional institute and kind of bumped around the foster system and was a 9-year member at the Smyrna Boys and Girls Club and blossomed into a tremendous young man. Got a full ride Marines scholarship to go off. He's had some family adversity, came home to help out his own family, but he's an amazing young man. He's a product of the Boys and Girls Club, 10 years in that club over there. So that's the impact. It's not just, you think about, you know, most moms have maybe 16 to 20 hours a week with their kid. Dads on the average about 10 hours. We'll see kids 20 hours in a normal week. During the summertime, we'll be with them 60 hours a week for the better part of 10 weeks. So a great opportunity for impact. It's not just 1 year and your teachers change. Some of those kids come at 5 and leave at 18.
You know, when you look at raising children, it's the other children that your kids are associated with that pretty well molds what they will become. The old thing of a bad apple in a bunch is pretty well true. But if you put a bunch of kids together and you have somebody encouraging them to be good apples, so to speak, you get good, positive end results, and that's what you're getting time after time at the Boys and Girls Club. When did this? How did the Boys and Girls Club start? Not locally, but where it began. Tell us a little of the history.
I'll give you the bullet points. We celebrated the centennial in 2006. It began way back during the Industrial Revolution age with some ladies involved in the Castaway Club who brought young boys who were running the streets into their house for tea. And that morphed into what used to be the Boys Club to about 1992. And it's blown up now and has a 5 million kid footprint in organizations all across the world, military installations in Asia and Europe and South America and coast to coast in the United States and Virgin Islands and all these places. But, I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's kind of grown. It's kind of called the movement. And it kind of sounds kind of 60s, but it's just grown from community to community, volunteer to volunteer, and child to child all across America and across the world.
Now, in addition to funding, because we've already encouraged people to help out in some way, your gift can help a child, make a difference in a child. What is on your wish list? Here we are in a brand new year. What is needed other than money at the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, you know, we always need solid volunteers. I mean, you can never get too many tutors, too many volunteer coaches. There's always Day of Caring projects. I mean, we maintain some huge facilities and tremendous grounds on a bare-bone budget. Always in the need for more buses and transportation, which is, you know, dependable transportation for our kids. But, you know, and dollars go a long way. I mean, it costs us probably about $50 a week to serve every kid who shows up in our club. We do it very economically, much cheaper than it would be if it was incarceration or if their lives led to be something misspent when they dropped out of high school. That's a tremendous burden on the community. So we think we're good value. No gift is too small. If it's $50, if it's $25, if you want to sponsor a kid for a whole year for $1,000 and maybe break it out over months or quarters, we can do that too. But we got to make this thing affordable and accessible for every kid, and I'm passionate about that. We don't want to turn anybody away, but at the same time, we have the same realities as every other business. We have utilities and insurance and personnel costs. So we hope folks do what they can. That's all we ask. Do what you can.
You know, I was thinking about this as these youngsters who are very positive examples, as they go to school and they are there in the classrooms with other kids who may not be as happy, who may not be as motivated, they will stand out like a sore thumb in a positive way. And hopefully some of those other kids who are needing encouragement will see people like Miles and Alexis and say, hey, what is it they're doing? And Alexis and Miles, do other kids ever ask you, where do you go after school? How come you're having so much fun? Can I learn over there too? Where is it? Do they ask you those questions?
Like 8 times a week.
So it's pretty regular that comes up. Yeah. So Alexis, what about you? Have they asked you that?
Yes, sir, they have.
Oh, okay. What do you tell them?
I say, well, we have fun. We go to our group and we do our homework and we help. All kinds of things, and I say that I go to the Boys and Girls Club after school.
All right.
And I say it's super duper fun.
You just hear that coming out your speaker in the radio right there. Mm-hmm. She just really thoroughly enjoys the Boys and Girls Club. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Miles and Alexis. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
I actually have two quick questions. I wanted to know if y'all had a teen program at the Boys and Girls Club, and if you'd tell me a little bit about that. And then also I heard Todd say something about they could get a hot meal, and I wanted to know a little bit more about that opportunity that the kids have.
Okay. What about that?
We do serve Kids Cafe. We serve not only the member, but also members, family members if they come. And I think that's every day at about 5:30 until 6:30. Team program, a almost brand new team facility there at Murfreesboro, a great team room in Smyrna. The membership for that team program is only, I think, $10 a year. And their hours are not only the normal club hours, about 2 to 7, also on the weekends, that's what's called late night. And they'll be open Friday or Saturday till 11 or 12 at night. So, and more details available at our website, which is www.bgcrc.net.
Okay, does that help you out, ma'am?
It does. Thank you. And then I have one more question. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, sure.
Kendra, I heard you talking about the new It Just Takes One campaign. If I wanted to give, could I go online to the website and give that way?
You certainly can. That again, the website address is bgcrc.net, and you can make your pledge there or call the club, and we'd be glad to meet with you or send something in the mail to you.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you all for all you do at the club, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great
day.
Thank
you for your support. Bye-bye.
893-1450. That opens the line for you if you have a question or a comment this morning. 893-1450. We're talking about the Boys and Girls Clubs right here in Rutherford County. If someone is moving into the area and they've had a Boys and Girls program wherever they may have lived previously, can they easily transfer membership here?
Membership is good countywide, and even Rutherford and Bedford County, it's not a global membership or nationwide membership. You will have to reapply when you get here. And we've had some statements from parents who moved from other areas of the country to here, how wonderful the quality is here, the care that kids get, and how wonderful facilities are. So I think it's certainly one of the finest organizations in the region.
Can parents come over and visit and maybe bring the youngsters
sure.
to take a walking tour through the facility?
Anytime. And I'd recommend an afternoon when it's in full swing, about 3:30 or 4 when it's jamming. Come by and get an eye of that, of 300 or 400 kids moving around and having a great time.
And so is that every day? How many days are you open?
Monday to Friday. We're an after-school operation when school's in, about 2:30 to 7 p.m. When school's out, we're up, like in Rutherford County, school's out today, we'll be open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 12 hours a day for your convenience.
Okay. Now, when school is open, do the school buses bring the youngsters to the Boys and Girls Club?
We are very fortunate to have some amazing, dedicated bus drivers who drive our buses for, I mean, we almost exploit them for the wage we pay them, and they just really care about the kids. And we have 7 buses that do most of our transportation.
So,
and we'll
so you have your own
we'll
buses?
We'll pick up from 49 schools.
49 schools?
Every day.
Wow. That is dedication. But you're making a difference.
It's amazing. And for what we do on a shoestring budget with some buses held together, but a lot of times by Bondo and duct tape. But it's amazing. It's quite undertaking.
Well, tell us a little more about the activities at the Boys and Girls Club. We've heard a few of the things, and we'll let Miles and Alexis chime in anytime you wish if there's something that hits you that you think, I really need to tell everybody about that, something that really is special at the Boys and Girls Club. Just jump right in. But what are some other activities that are happening at the Boys and Girls Club that people need to be aware of?
Well, Bart, we kind of have a youth development strategy. It's BUIC, kind of a sense of belonging, usefulness, influence, and competency. And the kids have different hooks. Some will be more technology. It could be art. It could be sports. But we also have 5 core areas: health and life skills, character and leadership, sports, fitness, and recreation, the arts, and I'm gonna forget academic enrichment, obviously. So those are kind of our 5 holistic parts of our program model. And I don't know, I think, you know, kids gravitate to kind of what they're interested in. Some are more inclined to art, some are more inclined to tech. Sports is always a great hook. Everyone gets their homework done. That's kind of our claim to fame. You leave there with a meal and your homework done, guaranteed. So that's a tremendous blessing to parents.
You know, we mentioned at the beginning how every time we're at one of the functions of the Boys and Girls Club, it just stands out just so strong how these youngsters are so courteous and helping other people. That doesn't just happen. Miles and Alexis have told us about this, how they're getting encouragement at the club and also at home. What do you enjoy? Let me ask you both this. What do you enjoy? We've talked about some things. Do you enjoy seeing other kids and making them happy and encouraging them to do well? Maybe some new kids who just came into the Boys and Girls Club. What would you talk with them about to make them feel at home?
You can talk about what you like the best at the Boys and Girls Club and what they like the best and compare them and maybe stay with them and play with them
yeah.
for their first day or
so to make
something
them
like that.
Just welcome them and just say, hey, we're happy to have you here. Miles, what about you? Would you encourage them to maybe join you in the drum group?
Absolutely, because usually, like, the more people we have in the drum group, the louder and the better it sounds.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, are you going to have any concerts when the weather gets a little bit warmer, where everybody can come over?
I think we might have one in the 2012 Steakenburger.
Wow. Let us know about that, because we want to tell everybody this is a chance to see some future stars.
Live radio remote.
Yeah.
GNS.
Yeah.
We need to do that so you can let everybody hear the drum group there. How many youngsters are in the drum group?
I say we like recruit people like every year.
Yeah, that's pretty
probably
neat.
15 or 20? Maybe 15 or 20?
Yeah, 15, 12.
So that you can make some good sounds that way.
One thing we emphasize is that kids give back at the club and often they volunteer. And Alexis has her own kind of volunteer role. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, what you do at the club for Miss Beth and Michelle?
What I do at the club for Miss Beth and Miss Michelle is write thank you cards to the people that help our boys and my boys and girls club. That's what I help with, and just all kinds of stuff that they need help with is what I like to help them with. Whatever they need help with.
Do you personally call people, and what do you do when you call them?
Yeah, we call them on their birthdays and wish them a happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
We have birthday club.
So, Judge Ask, you ready? Your call's coming.
Bart, another thing that I think that really hits home for me with the kids is I'm pretty athletic, as you know, and 39% of the Tennessee school-age youth are classified overweight or obese. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that the club keeps the kids moving, whether it's on the bikes or on the basketball court or playing football or, you know, just really encouraging their fitness program over there is huge. And I think most of those kids, if we didn't have the club here, would be able to go home and sit, A, not get the hot meal, B, not be physically active, and C, not have the help with their homework. So I think we probably hit the heart, the soul, and the mind of all those children with having the club here. So I think that's really important for people that are looking for their kids maybe to get off the couch and go and be active. That's a piece that we don't want to miss.
Making a positive difference. That's what they're doing every day at the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to check on the weather once again. We will be back. And we'll take some more phone calls. If you have a question, if you have a comment, maybe you have been a member of the Boys and Girls Club. Maybe you have a youngster who's a member there. Give us a call. Has that made a difference? 893-1450 is the number. Dial quickly. We have just a few minutes left. 893-1450. Just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
Scattered flurries early today, partly sunny skies, a high in the low 30s. We'll have a west wind between 10 and 15, at times feeling breezy. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 25.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is Dr. Pete, host of the Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. If you have a thought you'd like to share with us dealing with the Boys and Girls Club, if you have a question, call us, 893-1450. And while we were taking that break, we were checking on where the states were and the capitals of each state. I don't think there was any state that Miles didn't know the answer to where its capital is.
I think he's ready for that test today, Bart. He said he had three tests, and I asked him what they were about, and I started quizzing him, and he got them all right, so I think he's ready to go.
Now, Miles, did you have some help there at the Boys and Girls Club in learning all of the capitals of each state?
Yes, sir.
So you feel pretty comfortable now. You're confident. Now, when is the test? Is
it today.
Today. Okay. Now you're with the city school. You go to the city school, so you're going to have that test today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let us know how you did. I bet you're doing. Are you going to do 100? Do you think you get them all right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he is. That's impressive to see that happening. You see on some of the TV shows where they will interview young adults and ask questions like, what is the capital of so-and-so, or where did such-and-such come from? No clue. And this is a good example.
And those are adults.
Yeah, those are. And here we have youngsters that are being prepared to be future leaders. They're going to be knowledgeable about what's happening all around, not just what state, the names of the capitals for each state, but all sorts of things.
And we're very blessed. You know, Bobby Oates and, Mary Mariano and Ms. Jill, some folks who work in the education over there, are very qualified and credentialed and could easily work in the school system. But they do an amazing job over there.
And I would imagine that you could probably, if there's somebody listening who is a teacher, maybe a retired teacher, who would like to continue helping others,
sure.
Can they help you?
They can certainly volunteer. Just come by and get an application, and you can never have too many tutors. The dream would be, you know, 1-to-1 or 1-to-3. We don't quite get there, but we'd love to have that opportunity.
And so when the teachers and tutors help each of you, Miles and Alexis, they help you one-on-one if there's a math problem that you're having some problems with. Alexis, what kind of math problem? You probably know the answers to everything now, but before you started going to the Boys and Girls Club and having these tutors help you, what was some of the things that you needed some assistance with, and they showed you how to do it?
I needed help with reading, so I would read them a book out of my reading book.
Mm-hmm. Could you put the microphone a little bit more in front of you there? Just there.
Or math problems. They could write you math problems, or that could be your homework.
Mm-hmm.
They would help you with that.
And so just made it, did they make it fun for you?
Yes, they did. They were like, what is that? And then if the word was too hard, she would sound it out, and then we would say it to her, and she would say, good job. And you got that word right, that's good.
And so she would just. You just learned how to have fun doing it.
Yes.
And Miles, do you have fun studying there at the Boys and Girls Club?
Really a lot with my friends if they have homework.
Mm-hmm. So do you help each other sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe there's a question that you know the answer to and somebody else doesn't, and down the road they have an answer and you just help each other then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you talk to Alexis sometimes? Do boys and girls talk to each other?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good. I just thought I would ask.
Yes.
No, but I ask cuties. It's okay.
When I was in school about your age, the boys would get on one side and the girls would get on the other. And that has changed. You do communicate now. Okay. So, the Boys and Girls Club is really, from what we're seeing and hearing, making a very positive difference in the lives of these youngsters, and has to have a lasting impression on them.
You know, I look at in the workforce, it's usually lack of training or inability to get along with others. I think you learn that at the Boys and Girls Club. We have great diversity from demographics to race, geographic background. I mean, we have a great melting pot of kids there, and they get along tremendously well. And I think that's going to carry over in their adult lives.
We have about a minute and a half left, and in that time, if you would share with us some of the things you want to be sure that the community knows about with the Boys and Girls Club.
I would say, again, really important for us in the new year is trying to kick off our It Just Takes One. This is a fact that I just could not believe until I read it 100 times, that 850 youth are homeless
right now. And here. Yes, and we need to help find those children and get them in our club, provide them a safe place in the afternoons, a hot meal, and whether they're staying with relatives, sleeping in their car with a parent, whatever the situation is, we can make a huge impact on these children and make their future a whole lot brighter. So if I can encourage the people listening this morning, Bart, I would tell them to visit our website again, www.bgcrc.net, or call the club, 890-CLUB or 893-KIDS. Step up, make a donation, support some of these youth that we need to get off the street and take great care of, as well as taking care of the youth that we have in there and making their future as bright as we can possibly be. You can see the change that it's making in these two children's lives this morning. So thank you so much for having us.
Sure thing. Todd, any final thoughts from you?
You know, I think sometimes people don't want to subsidize others. I think every kid doesn't choose their cards, and every kid deserves a chance at hope and opportunity. And we all got an obligation in our community to make that a possibility for every child. So we thank you, Bart. We thank those who support us. And once again, happy birthday to Judge Ash.
Miles and Alexis, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us come.
You both have a good time today and enjoy the weekend, and maybe you'll have a little more snow and be able to make some snowmen or something. Have a great day. We'll see Here's you on Monday. You. Have a good day.
WGNS, Murfreesboro. It's 9 o'clock.